In 2015, the people of Inkster voted then 20-year-old Jewel Jones to the city council. He became that city's youngest council member ever. On January 1st, he'll become state representative, Jewel Jones. Now 21, it's thought that he is the youngest person ever elected to the state house. The Democrat is a senior at the University of Michigan Dearborn studying political science and business. How does he feel about heading to the state capitol to serve? Let's find out. Jewel Jones, welcome to Current State.
Hey, good morning, brother. How you doing?
I am well. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
How does it feel?
With my hands. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Happy to be alive. Really looking forward to the opportunity.
It's a dramatic
coming up.
It's a dramatic new chapter in your 21-year-old life. What do you think about most? What specific thing do you think about most when you anticipate serving in the legislature?
I think even what Opano City Council, just the opportunity there to really make a really positive impact, especially being a young person, you know, coming from a different perspective. I'm talking to different people and different folk on a daily basis than the typical politician. So I think the ability to give more people access to resources is really something that I'm anticipating on happening when I get to the state house.
How did you first get interested in politics?
I think my parents really planted the seed when I was much younger, because they used to drag me around everywhere that they were at in the community and in the church. But really, I guess back in 2012 when I ran into David Knezik, who's currently my state senator. He's running for state representative back then. And I was just a high school student in the Chamber of Commerce, and he asked me to help him out on his campaign, and I think that's when I really started getting more actively engaged in the political arena.
Describe the district. Describe Inkster in the district you'll be representing.
So right now, Inkster is my hometown. It's about six square miles, 25,000 people just about right up under there. And the 11th district is all of Inkster, all of Garden City, half of Dearborn Heights, and then the sliver of Livonia and the sliver of Westland. And so it's the district has grown a bit, and it's a little diverse, but you know, none of the communities are all that different. So, and there's been people I've been working with on city council as well, so we're really looking forward to it.
How would you describe the priorities of the people who live in the 11th district? What do they feel most strongly about?
I know we're definitely always talking about education and public safety, but besides that, really income inequality and figuring out how to really empower individuals and strengthen families and get people on their feet again. I think that's some of the biggest things going on.
You grew up in the district. You've spent your whole life in the 11th, is that right?
Oh, yes, that's true.
Yeah. You'll be resigning from the Inkster City Council on Thursday. Do I have that right?
Not necessarily Thursday. It'll probably be at the next council meeting.
Okay.
So I can let the citizens know, make sure it's on air so everyone knows and there's no confusion. But that'll be coming up pretty soon.
Well, you'll be sworn in as a state representative on New Year's Day. So you've got about a month to prepare for work in Lansing. How will you be preparing, Jewel?
Well, I know I've been to a few orientations. I've been talking to a lot of people and really just been traveling around hearing ideas and concerns about people in the district and figuring out how things really work out in Lansing. So when we get there, we're not inundated with a whole lot of information. We're trying to make sure it's a smooth transition. So just really talking to people, doing our relationship building, I think that's what's really going to help us out come January 1st.
How is it the Democrats in the 11th district turn to you during the primary season?
So I'm not sure if you're familiar with the race and how it occurred, but so the Honorable Julie Pawlecki, she had passed away. She's the current state representative back before she had just passed away. And so as soon as she passed away, the Democratic Party had to select a replacement for her on the Democratic Party side because she's running unopposed. And so it was a selection process. And so I was actually away doing some military training. And my chief of staff, Javion Johnson, stood in and went through the selection process and everything. And the precinct delegates are the ones who actually decided who would be the Democratic nominee. So that's how it occurred.
We're talking with Inkster Democrat Jewel Jones, who was just elected to represent the 11th district in the State House at the age of 21. You were just 20 when you were elected to the city council in Inkster in 2015. What issues have you dealt with on the city council? What issues were being faced when you joined the council?
So I know we're definitely in a tight fiscal situation, and we were under consent agreement. So spending was tight. Developing the city wasn't too hot. We were just still trying to figure out our public education situation because the school system was dissolved. So it was a whole lot going on besides just and not really having the funding and the resources to really, handle business the way we should be to really stay afloat. But since then, things have been on the up and up. We got released from the consent agreement. We just changed the city charter that's at least 51 years old, maybe even like 100 years old. We just changed that. So we're getting the city back on track, really empowering the citizens again, and then taking a more active role on developing the city as far as what we would like to see as citizens in the city and what would really get the city back afloat. So there's been a multitude of issues, but it's been a process so far, but we have a good team out here, and the citizens have really stepped up, so things are looking really good out in Inkster.
What do you think you brought to the table, Jewel, as a city councilman?
I think a different way of thinking. It's been a while. It's been not pointing fingers at anyone, but the council and the mayor before we all got elected. It's been the same for quite a while, and we had five new individuals get on the council and the mayor. So, really changed the entire dynamics of the city, and me being just a young person and having a different perspective and, like I said earlier, talking to different people and having a different experience and seeing the transition of things going up from when I was younger to, when I turned 20, just resources being on the decline, services being on the decline, and just thinking creatively how we can combat it. And being able to sit down and talk to my more seasoned colleagues, I think just the diversity really helped out with us moving the city forward.
I would think you must have learned so much just in your short time on the city council. I can't even. What did you learn?
Well, I really learned more about people over time. There's so many different mindsets and abilities that people have. I really learned that building a team is important. I think that's probably one of the biggest takeaways from campaigning and from being on city council, that it's all about cultivating a team. Because at the end of the day, if you really want to get the ball rolling, you got to work together. And, people think differently. We have different opinions. But at the end of the day, as long as we can settle on one focused mission, I think that's really what's important to get things moving forward.
We're talking with Inkster Democrat Jewel Jones, who was just elected to represent the 11th District in the State House of Michigan at the age of 21. You're a student at the University of Michigan, Dearborn. Can you maintain your studies and serve your district in Lansing at the same time?
Oh, yes, I believe so. It's all about just staying focused. And I only have a few classes left, so I'm looking forward to wrapping up school as well as serving the people come May. So.
That proves you are a young person. That sounds so daunting to me.
Got to use that energy while I have it.
I guess so. I hope you got a lot of it. You're probably aware of this by now, but a man who went on to become governor was first elected to the State House at the age of 22, John Engler.
Okay.
So a little history lesson. Since you're only 21, we expect you to become U.S. Senator. How's that?
Okay, I see what I can do.
Do you have any?
Where God takes us.
Do you have any political role models, Jewel?
Oh yeah, quite a few. I think the way I look at role models, I really take what I can from each individual that I encounter. But definitely, like the mayor out here in Inkster, some of my colleagues on council, David Kinesic, definitely President Barack Obama. I can go on for a while. It's like so many people out that just, everyone's so different, and everyone approaches things a different way. So I think I take what I can from different individuals to really learn how to navigate in the political arena and just in the community in general. So
you'll be part of the minority party in the House, although I'm sure Sam Singh will be helpful to you. Sam is our local state representative here, and he's he's the Democrats' new leader in the House. Have you gotten to meet him yet?
Oh yeah. He's a really good guy. Looking forward to working with him.
We want to thank Jewel Jones, Inkster Democrat, who was just elected to represent the 11th District in the State House. Jewel is 21 years of age, and he's going to continue his studies at the University of Michigan Dearborn for a while he serves in the State House. Good luck to you.
All right, thanks, brother. I'll talk to you soon.